Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And it is a day like few others in world history. South Africa is the world today, you might say. The memorial service for Nelson Mandela, more than 90 world leaders in attendance today on a rainy day that did nothing to dampen spirits, on a stage in front of tens of thousands, in a ceremony watched by millions. We'll give you a bit of a sense of that memorial in Johannesburg and use it to launch a few conversations this hour. But we start at the FNB Stadium in Johannesburg, the site of the 2010 World Cup, where the world was again focused today. Four American presidents were in attendance, Presidents Carter, Clinton, along with Hillary Clinton, President George W. Bush, President Obama, along with First Lady Michelle Obama, all honoring and remembering Nelson Mandela and looking within themselves.
For the people of South Africa, for those he inspired around the globe, Madiba's passing is rightly a time of mourning and a time to celebrate a heroic life. But I believe it should also prompt in each of us a time for self-reflection. With honesty, regardless of our station or our circumstance, we must ask, how well have I applied his lessons in my own life?
President Obama took those words to heart in a moment where he took the initiative to shake the hand of Cuban leader Raul Castro, a bit of reconciliation and history on a historic day. But there was little reconciliation for current South African President Jacob Zuma, who faced a tough crowd during his concluding speech, a reminder that without Mandela, the job of reconciliation in the current political environment in South Africa will be difficult for anyone.
When a man has done what he considers to be his duty to his people and his country, he can rest in peace. I believe I've made that effort. And that is, therefore, why I will sleep for eternity. Unquote. Lala ngoxolo Madiba.
South African President Jacob Zuma addressing the crowd in Zulu at the conclusion of his speech, during which, by the way, the hashtag Zuma Booze was distinctly trending upward.
My name is Meg Gardiner. I'm a professor at Florida International University in Miami, Florida. And I think that the legacy of Nelson Mandela has to do with two of his greatest ideas. First, nonviolence, and second is education. He said that education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world, but he chose not to take up weapons. His weapon was nonviolence.
Thanks, Meg. One of you out there, part of the conversation of Mandela's legacy and work we must take up here in the U.S. This hour, a discussion of mythology, freedom, and the most powerless among us. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.